Do you already know that you have an offer that sells and wish you could reach more people and help them with your magic, but you're running out of time in your day and you want to scale your revenue? Sure, you could raise your prices. That's one way to make more. But how can you serve more people? Well, you can take your signature process and package it up into an online offering. That's what our guest, Lily Horbacek, did. And after a few launches under her belt, she's going to share what worked, her processes, and hopefully inspire you to get started too. You are listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Bartanian, and if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there. If you're a tired mom who wants to improve the sleep of your entire family so you can feel healthy and energized, Lily Horbacek can help you get there. As a certified pediatric sleep consultant and mom of two, Lily builds out customized plans and support to help you reach any sleep goals. Hey, Lily, welcome to the Launch Playbook Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me.
So excited that you're joining me here today. Will you tell us a little bit about your story and how you ended up as a sleep consultant?
I started my journey when I had my first baby, and it wasn't this beautiful. It was beautiful, but it ended up being a lot harder than I thought it would be. And unfortunately, he was hospitalized in the first 5 days of his life, and it was a bit of a dramatic start for us. And he had not been latching properly and was in the hospital with severe dehydration. And so that experience caused me to really feel a lot of guilt around breastfeeding and around motherhood. And as I started my journey of motherhood, I ended up having to rock and hold him for the first 4 or 5 months of his life. And so I was severely sleep deprived. And that's how I became, I had experienced it myself, where I was anxious and sleep deprived, and I really needed a change. And I really wanted to enjoy my motherhood journey. And I think it was like 3 a.m. when I decided that as I was pumping and feeding and holding to sleep, that I needed to change something in what I was doing. And so I found an online program. I started learning a little bit about sleep. And just by implementing some really great sleep foundations, I was able to get my little guy to sleep 5 hours, which was amazing, 6, 7, 8, and 12 hours at night. And it really literally changed my life. I had developed severe anxiety, and getting sleep was so important in overcoming that. I also got out of my house, joined a mom's group, and I was able to enjoy my little one so much more. And really, I tell all of my clients this, that I have been in their shoes, and I love supporting moms. And that's how I really started Lil Baby Sleep, is just by wanting to share that information. When my daughter was born at 2 weeks old, I decided I was going to become a sleep consultant. I decided this at 3 a.m. as well as all.
Look at those 3 a.m. decisions, right?
Yeah, right.
Changing your life.
Everything happens then. And so I signed up for this class, for this program, actually, that was took 8 months to complete. And that's where Little Baby Sleep began. Just from that life-changing experience for myself and for my family, and wanting that for other families.
I love that, Lily. How long have you been doing this for now?
So this is my first year. I just turned 1 year in July.
Amazing.
Sorry, yeah, June. But it seems like I've been doing it for, I love it so much that I feel like I've been doing it forever.
Well, I mean, you have all that, your own experience through that and the courses you've taken. So you've been doing it really a lot longer than, I guess, a year, but serving clients for the year now.
Exactly. Nice. Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to move, or at least add on to your one-to-one. I guess you didn't really move away from your one-to-one. You still offer that for people to work with you, right, on their sleep, with their child's sleep. But what made you decide to add in a course with a live group component? Because I know your one-to-one has been pretty steady and consistent, right? I know we've talked before about that. So why add this on?
Yeah. So to be honest, I loved working with my one-to-ones. And what I found was I loved it so much that I was just running out of time. I really wanted to serve my customers well, but I also knew that there was a lot of more people that I could be helping as well. And so it was a decision that I made to scale my business from one-to-one to one-to-many and start launching a course. And I think, you know, I established my one-to-ones first, and then I thought, okay, how can I bring all of this information to more people?
Yeah, I love that. I like that you really spent time establishing that one-to-one. I think it's a step that sometimes people try to sort of skip over. We think we like have something in our head, we just take it to a course. But when we spend that time working one-to-one with people, we actually really get feedback on like what's working and what's getting results and the questions that are coming up that make it turning things into a course so much easier. Did you find that too?
Yes. And I found that I was saying a lot of the same things, obviously personalizing it and customizing it per family. But I was, I think to the core, it was a lot of the same things. And so I wanted to get that into a course so that I could spend more time personalizing, but have that core component. And I thought it was a perfect time to move into that.
Right. So Lily, you're one of the founding members of my Launch Playbook Club, and it's the place where we get training, templates, community, and support for service-based business owners like yourself to help them launch offers, funnels, and online courses. And I'd love you to share, how many times had you launched before you joined the club?
So before I joined the club, I had launched once. I had done my beta launch back in May, and this was my second launch, so my relaunch. When I joined the course, the launch playbook.
Great. Tell us a little bit about your beta launch. Like how did that go?
I think it went really well. I was able to enroll 12 students
Amazing.
In the beta launch. Mm-hmm. And that was my goal, is to really just get started and get my hands wet and really get working with these clients and helping these families. And I think that the launch went pretty smooth as a beta launch goes, I think. And I was able to get so much feedback and testimonials and really adjust my next launch based on all of that feedback. So I was really happy that I just went ahead. I know a lot of entrepreneurs really are hesitant before launching their very first course. And I totally understand that because I felt that way too. And I wanted to get everything perfect before launching. But I realized very quickly that I just had to go ahead and get my program out there, and that the right people would join it as my beta launch members and love it so much. And we can just improve it from there.
That's awesome. I so love to hear that you like took that action to get it out. You're right. I think a lot of people feel like it has to all really be perfect and even follow, like, let's say the typical launch type of plan, but taking that action, getting it out, gives us those feedback and testimonials and gives you the customer language to change your messaging, right? But also you get proof that like people want this.
Exactly.
It's amazing. So if you could boil that down, what do you wish that other service-based business owners knew about launching that first time?
I think the first launch, I think as scary as it can be, that it's really exciting. And just getting it out there imperfectly and knowing that I figured out that launching is not just about, you know, announcing to the world that my course was open, but there's processes and there's ways to nurture your audience in a way that helps them make a decision. And so that process was my biggest learning, is that there's a almost like a formula to launching. Mm-hmm. And I think with the launch playbook, that really helped me to perfect that, not perfect it, but make it better. And having one launch down and two launches down makes three and four and five so much easier.
Mm-hmm. So what was possible for you in this launch because of the membership in the club? So thinking about like what kind of benefits did it bring to your launch that might not have been possible without the support you received in it?
So messaging was huge. I had messaging before and we really just worked on tweaking it, improving my messaging and making sure that it was speaking to my target audience and the people that I wanted to connect with. And that's another thing. It connected with my mom and people who needed this course. And that was really, really important. But then also it was the processes like the email sequences leading up to the launch, how to speak about it, opening my wait list. So there was almost like it almost helped me understand what to do next,
right,
and what sequences of emails and then how to speak to anybody that showed up to my webinar launch and how to help them make the decision to join my course and how to use the testimonials that I had gotten from my first launch. So really putting it all together to make it more of a seamless process for me.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Launch Playbook Club. It's a place for service-based business owners who want to launch a course, membership, or a group offer, and are tired of trying to figure out all on their own. With weekly copy critiques and strategy calls for personal feedback, access to tech roadblock busting Q&A sessions, monthly training around six-figure launch strategies, and templates for all your launch copy needs, the Launch Playbook Club is your roadmap to accelerate the success of your next launch without burning out. Become a member of the Launch Playbook Club at www.sarahvartanian.com/launch-playbook. Were you happy with the results of the second launch that you had?
Yes, I was very happy. I was able to enroll 17 families this time around. So I grew. And then I also raised my prices on my course. So my revenue tripled, right? So I was happy that I saw growth, but I also saw improvement. And I feel confident now that my next launch is going to be that much easier for me because everything, the foundations, I think are all set up. And it's just about tweaking and making it better. And that's where I rely on you, Sarah, to help guide me through that process, because I feel like it's always, there's always room for improvement.
For sure.
And when it comes to messaging, there's always things that I can tweak and make better. But it was a really good support system for me as I got ready for that second launch.
I love that. You were the best student. Lily and the club were the best member. You showed up to all of the coffee and strategy calls every week with like something different that we could look at. And it was so much fun to watch it all really come together. Like you came prepared with the webinar and the like different emails you're working on. So really focused and let us use that weekly time to really like narrow in on where those big changes could be made in order to just make that little difference, right? Like to optimize or refresh something.
Yeah.
So that was so amazing.
I appreciated all your time. I found that, you know, it was very timely because I was just in getting everything started and I was so grateful for those chats that we had. I feel like I got a lot out of that. And I think like anything, if you put in the work and you're ready to learn, I think there's so much that you can get out of your support and all the content and even sharing with all of the group members in the Facebook group.
Yeah, it's great to see what other people are doing too, right? And how they're approaching their launch.
Exactly. And learning from them. And sometimes I would just go to the call and listen to what advice you were giving to somebody else so that I could maybe take some good pieces from that and apply it to my own launch.
Amazing. So what would you say was the easiest thing about this launch? Because I think when it comes to launching, there's a lot of fear about like the energy you have to put in and it can be, you know, a recipe for burnout, which of course it can be. And it does take a lot out of us, but we also can create space for that, right? And then as you said, the more pieces of the foundation you have in place, the easier each subsequent launch becomes. So in this launch, your second one, what was something that was sort of easy this time?
I found that the emails were easier because I had already written them, just about figuring out when to send them. And so the messaging was already there for me. And I just kind of tweaked the emails a little bit. And then also my webinar, I launched via webinar and my presentation was already done. And again, it was just going through it and updating and making it better. But really the bones were pretty much already set from my first launch, which was so helpful because you feel like there's not enough time. So I feel like that helped me out so much.
Amazing. So for your next launch, when do you have that planned for? Do you have a date?
As soon as possible. No, I would love to launch every quarter. So I'll be launching again in January. I'll be launching the same program. It's been so successful and I'm getting some great feedback the second time around that, you know, I feel like it's needed. And so I'll be launching again in January, 2021.
Great. So is there anything different that you think you'll do for your next launch already? Even something that maybe on this, like your first or your second launch here that maybe didn't go as well as you thought it would go, or something that also you would just like to try now that you have more of those foundational pieces in? What are you thinking?
Oh, there's so much. I did a post-launch kind of debrief, and I think there's always room for improvement. I think my open cart, closed cart could have been a little tighter, and I wanted to do a lot more touch points at the end. Mm-hmm. I did have, you know, an email sequence that went out every day, and so I'm just looking at my emails and looking at the response I got from those emails and seeing where I could fit them in for the next launch. So really just improving what I've done. But I think I'm playing around with the amount of time when I open the cart and close the cart, because the emails I'm sending out, I want to make sure are at the right timing for people mm-hmm. to see them and to respond and to maybe even book a call if they need help or have questions about the program. And I don't know if I had that much time at the end. So I'm going to build time. I'm going to build that in for next time.
And do you feel like quite a few people maybe would have liked having a conversation to have a sales call still?
I think that's probably, yeah. I think the first launch I made more time for that. And this one mm-hmm. was a little bit short on time. So like the morning of, I send out the email. I have call times available. You know, I've opened up my morning, but it was really last minute. Whereas okay. my first mm-hmm. launch, I had 2 days and it gave me the opportunity to book in those calls. And for me, I really connect with people via the phone. Mm-hmm. And so I do really well in on phone conversations. So I feel like that's really something that I'm going to try to build in there, even if it's just a 10-minute call to answer any last minute questions, if they have any before joining the program.
I think that's such a smart idea to open up that space for connection. And as well, like as a service-based business owner, and the, you know, who already has a proven offer, you tend to do well. Like I know the same with me too. We tend to do well on sales calls, right? So that if that's something that is a strength, using that as an opportunity as part of a launch to build it in. And I think there's sort of this feeling sometimes that launches have to be all automated, and a lot of it can be, but there's still room for those connection points, right?
And I find that if it is automated, then you have more time for the personal,
yeah.
right? So a lot of it is automated and you make time to personally connect with any prospective students at the last time. I think you can build a little bit of both. Like you were saying, it's about just managing that. And I think having that automation down really is going to help me have the time to connect personally.
Amazing. And is there any other connection points that you add in or you'd like to add in the future? I know that I've seen you on TikTok. If you haven't seen Lily on TikTok, definitely check it out afterwards. She's got that going on. But what else are you doing?
Oh, well, I try to connect with my audience as much as possible, whether it be on social media. I offer free 30-minute calls for anybody wanting to work with me. Emails, I send weekly emails to my people just to inform them and send them pieces of information about sleep that they might not have known, because my biggest goal is to help put more information out there, more content that might be useful. And then if I can help them get there, then, you know, that's where my courses and working with me one-on-one comes in.
I love that you're doing that, because really, you know, not only are you giving away this valuable content every week. It's such a beautiful way to warm up your audience ahead of your next launch. So it's basically you're in pre-launch anytime that you're not launching. Exactly. By doing that.
Yeah. And I'm always connecting with them. So if, you know, if something comes up for them and they need my support, they can just reach out to, they know me and they know that I send my weekly email on Thursdays and that they can always get some useful information from me. But then on, if they need to talk, they can just reply to my emails or book a call with me and I'm there to help support them.
Well, Lily, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation about your launching and debriefing it here on the podcast. Where can we find out more about you and your services and your course, of course?
Yeah, I'm pretty much very, as you mentioned, I'm very active on TikTok, but I'm also very active on my Instagram account. You can get to know me there at Lil Baby Sleep. That's where I show up every day and you can reach out to me via DM there.
Well, thank you again, Lily, for joining us. All the information to reach out to Lily will be, of course, in the show notes. And I really hope that today's episode inspired you to take your proven offer, the thing that's working for you right now and that you're already selling, and see how you can quickly get it out there into a course and launch into the world to take that action, but also to make room for those connection points, to really use that opportunity, the things that you're already good at, like through Lily, through her sales calls, through her warm one-to-one messaging that she has, and people get to know her by sending like videos or all different little touch points that you could build into a launch that will help people feel connected to you, feel supported, and also be really ready to buy from you. So thanks again for listening to the Launch Playbook podcast, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.